As we look at Revelation 13, you remember in Revelation chapter 12, we're introduced to something that goes along with the book of Genesis. By the way, Revelation goes with Daniel. It also goes with Genesis. And in Genesis chapter 12, through the end of the book of Genesis, chapter 50 there, the end of the book of Genesis, you have the development of a theme about a particular nation. And Revelation 12 talks about that nation as a woman. The woman is not the church. The woman is a nation. There's a difference between the church and the nation. All right? As I said last week, you're either a Jew or a Gentile, or you're in the church of God. You're in one of those three groups of people. Jew, Gentile, church of God. I was a Gentile. I'm saved. Now I'm in the church of God. All right? And that's the key right there. Now, what nation, though, is God's earthly nation? Raymond?
Israel.
Israel is God's earthly nation, and God has chosen through Israel to bring the Savior that would save all the nations of the world. And he told one man in Genesis 12 that from your descendants will come that Messiah, that Savior, and that nation. And what man was that in Genesis 12 that was told that? Yes.
Jacob.
No, not Jacob. Well, he was in that line, but in Genesis 12, it was before him. Didn't he? Abraham, and Isaac, and then Jacob. And Jacob had the 12 sons. So God has been developing a plan to establish his kingdom on the earth. And God is going to reign over the earth through his chosen man who is born of the Israelite nation. And that's in chapter 12 of Revelation. And he is born from one tribe within that nation. What tribe is it within that nation? Raise your hand, Nancy.
Judah.
And that's why he's called a Jew, or people mention the word Jew, because Judah is one of the 12 sons of Jacob and one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, God has a plan for the Jewish people. Have they accepted God's plan? Have they accepted God's plan at this point in time? No, they have not. They have not accepted God's plan at this point in time. A few of them have. There are a few Jewish people that are saved and believe in their own Messiah, but most of them do not. They don't believe that he came in the form of Jesus Christ. They don't believe in the Hebrew. It would be Yehoshua HaMashiach. That is Jesus the Messiah in Hebrew, Yehoshua HaMashiach. They don't believe that. They think HaMashiach ben David, or the Messiah son of David, is yet to come. But some Jews do believe that. Now, when the whole Jewish nation of Israel believes that Jesus, Yehoshua, is their Messiah, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. When you and I get saved, this doesn't happen. When the last member of the body of Christ gets saved, we're going to be raptured and meet the Lord in the air. But we're not going to do on earth what's going to happen when the Jewish nation gets saved. They're his earthly nation. When they accept the Lord, what's going to happen on earth? Anybody know? Raise your hand if you think you know. What's going to happen on earth? A significant event. Yes, Eddie Brent.
The bowl judgment?
Well, actually, this will happen after the bowl judgment, because the last bowl judgment is on day 30 after the 7 years. So this will happen on the third day after that. Well, wait a minute here. I'm getting messed up here. No. You're wrong. I'm wrong on that. It happens on day three that they get saved, of the day 30. So the bowl judgments haven't started yet. So they will do this. You're right. The bowl judgments will follow their being saved. You're absolutely right about that. But I'm thinking of something else that's going to happen on earth when they accept their Messiah. Anybody know? All right, the kingdom of God will be able to come to this earth. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is not on this earth, because the king is in heaven. And after Israel gets saved, he is going to set up his kingdom on earth. He's going to come back here personally just to make sure that they are protected, because the man that we're going to talk about today is going to try to kill every last one of them, every last Jew. Only one-third of the Jewish nation that's now in Israel will survive this man and the judgments that will follow in the day of the Lord. Only one third will. There's probably over 7 million right now in Israel, and there's going to be a tremendous Holocaust that's coming, and only one third will survive. And the Lord will come down personally, as Eddie said, and he will save them on day three, and then the bowl judgments will be poured out after he protects them. He's going to put them in hiding. But he's going to take them out of hiding from the man, and then he's going to protect them and hide them while the bowl judgments go on in the book of Revelation. So that's in chapter 12, the nation of Israel. Now in chapter 13, we've been looking at this. There is a kingdom that's going to arise. And I want you to see 13:1 again. Chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet," verse 2, "were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth is the mouth of a lion. And the dragon," that Satan, by the way, "gave him his power and his seat and great authority." And verse 3, "And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." Now, this is the eighth beast empire that shall arise. And these beast empires, we saw that God chose Israel, and through Israel, God chose to send the Savior who's going to die for our sins and save us from our sins. And He chose to set up His kingdom on earth through the nation of Israel. And the devil doesn't want the kingdom of God on the earth. And so he's been fighting the nation of Israel ever since. And he raised up nations or empires that would try to persecute and kill the Jews. And we saw 7 of them in history, and we looked at that last week, and I handed out a handout on that. And the 8th one is going to be the final one, and that's going to be here during the last 7 years of history before God's kingdom is set up, called the 70th week of Daniel. That one last 8th kingdom is going to try to destroy the Jewish people and try to stop the kingdom of God from coming to this earth. Satan never stops fighting. He never stopped fighting. He fought Jesus, and Jesus did what the Father wanted him to do. He died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again. And he's coming again, and Satan's still trying to fight. And the way he figures he can do it is he could kill every last Jew on earth. The kingdom of God can't be set up because the Jews have to be saved in order for the kingdom of God to set up. So all I got to do is kill every last Jew. You've heard of racism? Racism is one thing. That's a sin. That's bad. But this is worse than racism. This is called anti-Semitism. Because it's devilish. Satan knows he's got to kill them. Not just hate them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Everyone. Every Jew. Every Jew. And that's why I say be a friend to the Jew, even if he doesn't believe. And listen to this. Listen to this. The Bible says this. The Bible says that these 7 kingdoms have been raised up, and an 8th one is coming, and I believe it's here already. And it's building. And it's building. And I'll tell you about that. But in the Bible, we don't have time to go through it all. We did it last week. You can get the tape. We did it last week. But in the Bible, there are 2 of these kingdoms before Daniel. And then Daniel prophesies 4 of them. That makes 6. And then there's 1, a 7th, that would be between the time that the Jews in AD 70 are pushed out of their land by the Romans and when they became a nation in AD 1948, while that period of time was taking place, while the Jews were out of their land, there's another evil empire that was raised up for a short time that tried to kill the Jews. And that became the 7th beast empire. The 8th one is coming. And the 8th one will be a revival of the 6th, which was the Roman Empire. The revived Roman Empire. You say, where is that right now? Have you ever heard of the European Union? European Union has a dollar called the euro. European Union has over 400 million people, way more than the United States. The European Union has a great deal of people with different languages, but they're together in one empire called the European Union, 27 nations. And get this, they're ruled over by 10 nations called the Brussels Treaty Powers. And those 10 nations relate to the 10 toes of Daniel's image. That will be the beast empire, the final beast empire. And they will dominate Israel, Egypt, and Syria in the Mediterranean area, in the Middle East, with a false peace right when we come into the end times, the last 7 years. And so that is this eighth beast empire that Revelation 13 talks about. And it's a beast empire because all these empires have persecuted the Jewish people through a certain leader and tried to destroy them. Can anybody tell me the seven nations in a row passed? We're going to look at the eighth one today, but the seven past ones in history, in the Bible, and one predicted in John, the seventh one. Can anybody tell me, go right through them? I think somebody can do that. Raise your hand if you think you can do that. You did it last week.
Six, but I think I'm missing one.
You think you're missing one? Number seven, maybe?
Yeah, something. All right.
Okay, number seven. He's missing number seven because number seven isn't in history in the Bible, but it's predicted in Revelation by John as one empire between the time the Jews were scattered in AD 70 and they became a nation in 1948. An evil empire arose that tried to exterminate them. You know who that might be now?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Give me number one, two, right on.
Okay, Egypt.
Egypt is number one under Pharaoh. Okay, tried to kill the babies.
Assyria is number two.
Number two. They attacked and destroyed the 10 kingdoms of Israel, the 10 tribes of Israel in 722 BC. Yes.
Babylon
under Nebuchadnezzar. Yes.
The
Medo-Persian Empire, modern-day Iran, by the way. Babylon is modern-day Iraq. And the Iranian Empire, the key leader to remember in that was a man named Haman, who tried to have all the Jews killed, tried to have Ahasuerus in the Bible, Xerxes in history, kill all the Jews. Five.
Greece.
All right. Greece broke up into four kingdoms after Alexander died when he's about 30 years old, Alexander the Great. And one of the kingdoms was Syria, and an evil ruler called Antiochus Epiphanes came and offered a pig on the altar, and he persecuted the Jews. He is a symbol of the future beast that's going to come and be a Western ruler, and that's exactly correct. He comes out of modern-day Syria, and that corresponds to that. And that's number five in the history of the Bible, and number three in Daniel. Go ahead.
Rome,
the Roman Empire. And of course, Titus came down in AD 70 and burned the temple and scattered the Jews. And that is the Roman Empire that God says in Daniel will be revived again. And that brings us through six beast empires that have tried under a certain leader to persecute and destroy Israel. Satan is behind it. Now, there's an eighth coming during the last 7 years of history before the kingdom of God, but between the sixth and the eighth, while Israel is out of her land, Satan tried to destroy her one more time, prophesied by John in AD 90. Who is that man and what is that empire?
Nazi Germany under Hitler.
Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler. Did you want to say that, Kim?
Yes.
He's shaking his head back there. I knew it. How many of you knew that? All right. Well, just a few of you, so that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler. Now, Hitler killed over 6 million of them. Who inspired him? Satan. He was empowered by the devil. By the way, all of these empires, except for the first two, come from the son of Noah called Japheth, including Hitler. Japheth is who Satan is choosing to use, his people, to kill the Jews, because they're pretty good killing machines when they get angry. And the Japhethites are Caucasian peoples, and the peoples that came from Japheth, the Indo-European peoples. So be aware of that, because the next one coming is going to be a Japhethite, and that's going to be the kingdom. The first one was from Ham. The second one, that's Egypt. Second one was Assyria. That was Shem or Semitic peoples, cousins to the Jews. All the other ones are from Japheth. And Hitler, just before he died, he killed himself with a gunshot to the head. And just before he died, and he asked his valets to burn his body and so forth, so they couldn't get it. Just before he died, the valet said, what are we going to do now? Our great leader is dead, is going to be dead. What do we do? He said, look for the coming man. Look for the coming man. And this is what we're looking at in the eighth beast empire that's arising. What Hitler was not really totally successful in doing by war is going to be accomplished mainly by peace. Except that the eighth beast empire includes in it the bear and the lion and all of these other beasts. In other words, the eighth beast empire at the height of its power, 3.5 years into the last 7 years, is going to include all of the Roman Empire, but it's also going to include all of the Middle East, all the way up to Iran. It's even going to take over Iran and Iraq eventually. Not at the beginning of the 70th week, but after the first 3.5 years, it will be a huge, huge empire. And of course, it will be under the United Nations and part of a one world system of government that we're getting into right now. And so that's what we're looking at in this final beast empire of Revelation chapter 13. Now, any question to this point, because we ran over a lot of stuff and I don't want to run over somebody. If you got something that's on your mind, you want to bring it up that's, you know, in here. Okay, now let's then look at this a little bit more, and I want you to come up with me to chapter 13 and verse number 3, and it says, I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, one of these leaders that has lived in the past and died, and here it talks about a head wound. One of these leaders that lived and died in the past by a wound will live again and will rule over the European Union, this eighth beast empire that will persecute the Jews in the last 7 years. Actually, 3.5 years into the last 7 years. Now, it's interesting because the Bible says in verse 3, look at this, I want you to see this. It says, and all the world wondered after the beast. Look at verse 4. And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast saying, who is like unto the beast and who is able to make war with him? All right, so the dragon is behind this. And he's given permission that this beast can live again. Now, when somebody dies, right now, where does their soul go? Where does their soul go? If they're not saved, I'm sorry. Hell. Hell. Center of the earth, core of the earth, yes. Hell. This beast is one of those seven rulers that I mentioned over Egypt, which is Pharaoh, the Pharaoh that persecuted the Jews, or Sennacherib over Assyria, or Nebuchadnezzar over Babylon, or Haman of the Persian Empire, Antiochus Epiphanes of the Grecian Empire, Titus of the Roman Empire, or one of the Roman leaders, Hitler over Germany. One of these guys is going to be able to live again. There'll be some kind of demonic clone that will let this person live again, and his soul will come out of hell and inhabit that body. And he will come to power and actually work out a peace in the Middle East, and he will promise and allow Israel to rebuild their temple on their Temple Mount, and they will think he's hunky-dory. They will not know who he is. I think there's only one of these guys that fits the bill, because the Bible says the whole world's going to recognize him when they see him. When he shows himself for who he is, they'll say, oh yeah, I know who that is. And they'll worship the dragon, Satan, who made this guy come back and take over the world at the time, which is 3.5 years into the 70th week. Who is coming back to rule over the European Union? Denny Owen. Hitler. Adolf Hitler. He's coming back. He's coming back, and you will possibly see him if you live during that time. And I believe that he will come back during my lifetime. I believe it. Can't be dogmatic, but I believe it. He's coming back. Yes, sir.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I know it says all the world.
Yes.
Will wonder after peace.
Yes.
When they say that, does that also include Christians following or wondering after the peace?
No. No. They will not. They will not. Now, there may be some Christians that are not taught. And if they're true born again believers and they're not taught what we're teaching, they may be amazed and surprised and confounded and wonder, like, what? How did this happen? But they're not going to worship the dragon. They're not going to worship him. The world is going to literally wonder after him and worship him and even worship Satan, because they know Satan's behind that. It's amazing the times that we're coming into, that the wickedness that we're coming into. You need to be ready for this. You need to fasten your seatbelt, because what I'm telling you, a lot of people aren't talking about, but it's true. And this is going out over the internet as well, and people are hearing about this, and they can study it for themselves in the Word of God. But very important that you understand that. And I have some things here I wanted to look at to really give you a sense of how bad these times are going to be. Now notice verse number five, and there was given him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. They will see a guy that can speak with great power. Has anybody ever seen movies of Hitler speaking to the German people? Yeah. You ever seen some of those people that are like, they're in a trance. They're like hypnotized by this guy. It was the demons, Satan, that was empowering him. And I heard you could carry on a conversation with Hitler. You could talk to him. He's very nice to talk to. And certain world leaders talk to him and give him testimony how he's nice to talk to. But when you mentioned the Jews, he'd go, Satan. He's going to come back, and he is going to be very smooth when he first comes back. Very smooth. He's not Barack Obama, because he's going to be a European, a Caucasian. He's going to be Hitler. He's coming back. He's coming back. And he is going to incur worship, and it's going to be known who he is. Now, the first 3.5 years of the 7 years, he'll be a leader that will help in the Middle East and lead in Europe, but they won't know it's Hitler. He'll somehow be incognito. He'll be unrecognizable somehow, but he's going to pull the mask off or whatever it is, and everybody's going to see who he is. Can you imagine how the Jews are going to feel in Israel when they realize he's their great protector, he's their great leader, he's the one that's helped them, and they realize who he is? When a statue of him is going to be put up in the temple, in the place where the Jews say nobody's supposed to be but God, and it's defiled if any Gentile gets near the temple, and they're going to put up a statue of this leader in the temple. Now, I want you to notice in verse 6 it says, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And so he will have power over all kindreds, tongues, and nations, a worldwide power. And it says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names, notice this, are not written in the book of life, verse 8 of the Lamb. And if any man have an ear, let him hear. Listen to this, God is saying. If you can understand this, listen to this. And then it says, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. In other words, for 3.5 years, he is going to have the ability to arrest and kill Christians. Because the Jews are going to be his first target, and the Bible says in Revelation 12 that the Jewish people are going to go into hiding. The ones that don't take his mark. Because he's going to give them a mark, and those that don't take his mark will go into hiding. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this is a great thing that's going to happen over in the Middle East. Now, I want you to look at verse 11 of Revelation 13. It says, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns, like a lamb, and spake as a dragon. Now, we don't have time to get into this second beast today. But I want to talk about him. And there are two beasts. One is Hitler, the coming leader, the political leader of the European Union. That's Hitler. There is a second beast that is his right-hand man, and he is a religious leader, a miracle worker, and he is somebody that will encourage them to worship Hitler, and we'll talk about that, and he does great wonders. And he causes all the earth which dwell thereon, verse 12, to worship the first beast. Notice that, the first beast, Hitler, whose deadly wound was healed. That is, he died and he came back from the grave. He causes people to worship him. And this second beast, verse 13, doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And it says, verse 14, he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of all those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And so he is going to make an image of the beast, the first beast, Hitler, a statue of Hitler, and he's going to say, everybody needs to worship before this statue and worship Hitler through this statue. And if you don't do it, he's saying, you'll be unable to have a debit card that will allow you under a one world economy that happens after the Great Depression. There's going to be a Great Depression. By the way, don't listen to all the people on TV that says everything's fine. There's going to be no Great Depression. There will be a Great Depression. Revelation 6 says it. It'll be a worldwide depression, and the money system will fail, and this dollar that's called a Federal Reserve note that's going to be worthless after a time, and the whole thing is built on a lie, will be worthless, and you'll have to turn it in. It won't be any good, and you'll get a world currency, a one world money, not United States, one world money, and they'll give you a debit card, and they'll put it on your body. So you won't lose it because you're too dumb to keep it, they think. So they got to put it on your body because you're too dumb, and they got to take care of you. Watch out for government that wants to take care of you, meet all your needs, because they're going to eventually kill you. They're going to kill you. Once they get you to come close, come close. That's what the Bible teaches. That's Satan. Now, that's what's coming. And if you don't worship one of these statues, and by the way, it says the image of the beast, that's a collective noun. The Bible very clearly in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 20, in Revelation chapter 9 verse 20, very clearly says there'll be multiple statues of this Hitler all over the world. And who's going to keep the statues? All the people that take his debit card. All the people that believe in his economic system and believe in him as being the Messiah. By the way, the Bible says there'll be many false messiahs that will come just before the big one. Watch out for anybody people are calling a messiah. Watch out. It's all preparing for the big one. Hitler. And so, leaders will give in to him. There'll be little messiahs, but they'll give in to the big messiah. And go with him and bring their followers to him. That's where we're headed. And it could be nearer than you think because of all the upheavals right now in the economy. It could be very nearer than you think. And so they'll make statues out of gold and silver and wood. Now here's the thing. According to this, this is scary, but according to this, right at this same time, there's a war in heaven between evil angels and good angels, Michael and his angels and the devil and his angels, and God kicks the devil and his angels, his demons, out of heaven, and they come down to this earth, And guess where the demons live? They are consigned to a certain place. Each of those demons that comes flooding out of heaven and comes flooding out of the air, comes to earth like so many birds. And guess where they live, Eddie?
They live in the statues.
Yeah. Each one gets a statue for itself. Remember in Luke 4 when Jesus was kicking the demons out of the man and they said, put us in the pigs? And Jesus put the demons in the pigs and the pigs ran. And they ran the water, you know. They wanted to get in something that was an animate object, something that could run. Now look back at Revelation 9, verse 20. I want to show you what these statues are going to be like that the demons are going to live in. Revelation 9, 20. This is also in Isaiah 2:20. We don't have to turn there. We don't have time. Revelation 9, 20 says this. It says, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, that's demons, and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Now the idols can't walk or see or hear. I'm glad they can't walk, by the way, like the pigs could walk. Because here's why I'm glad. These demons are going to be consigned. They've got to stay inside of those statues. By the way, get rid of statues. You got any statues of Mary, break them up. I had a guy in my church, he had a statue of Mary. I said, get rid of that thing and break it up. That's the devil. Thou shalt not make any gods. No graven images. Cut it out. You're an idolater, and you're in trouble if you do that. Because here's what's going to happen. These statues, and by the way, these particular statues, I believe, will be made to look like Hitler, though. You know? And people are going to be like, Heil Hitler? You know? Scary. And the demons that are inside the statues will say, if anybody comes in contact with them, because they can see and hear. Kill them. Kill them. They don't have the mark. They don't have the mark. Kill them. And there'll be killing going on. Either they'll call 911, you'll be arrested, or they'll kill you themselves. But wherever these statues are, the demons will live in them in the middle of the 7 years. They will live in them when Hitler is exposed for who he is. 2 Thessalonians 2 talks about he's going to be revealed as Hitler. He's going to be revealed as who he really is. People are going to worship the devil. The demons are going to be in there. And if you did not worship him and get his debit card in your body, you won't be able to go to the store and get food out of the store. And not only that, if you come in contact with one of those statues, the demon in the statue will identify you and have you arrested, have you killed. That is a scary time. But that's where we are coming. Why? Because Satan, you see, wants to control the world through his man. His man, I believe, is Adolf Hitler. Who's God's man that he wants to control the world and save the world and reign over the world? Well, we know who that is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you accepted him? If you don't accept him, listen to me, as your personal Savior, and you're not born again and washed in his blood, the Bible says you will, for the sake of yourself, for your family, you will accept the mark of Hitler. You will worship the devil. You will take sides. You'll come right out with it. You know, these Hollywood actresses and actors, man, they just come right out with their anti-God stuff. You've seen that Bill Maher with Religious? He just came out with that movie called Religious. Anybody heard of that movie, Religious? No, don't watch it, but he mocks God in that movie. Unbelievable. And the Bible says in 2 Peter, mockers like Bill Maher would come in the last day. I hope he gets saved. I pray for Bill Maher to get saved. I prayed for him yesterday. But if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will take the mark when he comes, and you will not be able to be saved, because anybody that takes that debit card in their body after worshiping him will not be able to get saved. It's over. You're going to hell. Now, you may live high for a while, but you're going to hell. And so it's so important today to get saved. Accept him as your Savior. All right, let's bow for prayer. I think we just need to say this. If you're not sure that your sins are washed away, there's one person that can do it. The church can't do it. Mary can't do it. The Pope can't do it. Statues can't do it. Saints can't do it. It's Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary, an imperfect lady, but she was a virgin. God did a miracle. He became her Savior and the Savior of the world, and he became my Savior when I was 17 years of age, when I called upon the Lord. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're not sure that you're in the kingdom of God, that you're going to be with God, and your sins are forgiven, right now Jesus can wash your sins away. And I invite you right now to tell him in your heart, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I don't want to be part of the beast kingdom. I don't want to be on the devil's side. I need to be saved. Lord Jesus, wash my sins away. Save me. Come into my heart and be my Savior. He'll do it. Would you call upon him right now if you haven't done that? Would you make sure of it today? I wonder, before I pray, is there somebody here? Every head bowed, nobody looking around. Somebody here, you say, I just pray to receive Christ in my heart. Would you raise your hand, just make it public? All right, I see those hands. You only have to do that one time in your life. But that's important that you've done that. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning that your word gives us clear warnings about what's coming. Help us, Father, to be ready by having your salvation through Jesus. And then, Lord, by being taught and following your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll see you next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that second beast.